I am a member of three different state bar associations, the District of Columbia, Virginia, and Michigan. This means that I am licensed to practice law in the courts of those states. This also means that I receive three different state bar magazines. And each year around this time, I eagerly scour certain lists published in all three, the lists containing the names of attorneys who have failed to pay their bar dues. I've never found my name on any list of attorney procrastinators, but still I look, just in case. And I totally understand the predicament of many whose names appear. In fact, they're in pretty high-level company. Both Scooter Libby and Harriet Myers had allowed their bar dues to lapse, so says the Washington Post, which accompanied this information with rather unflattering oval floating heads. Failure to pay bar dues on time is not the end of the world when you're an attorney who doesn't work in a courtroom. I used to know my bar numbers by heart. I use them on court documents so often. They're the special numbers that tell the court you've learned enough about the law that you deserve to be heard. They give you the right to sign your name as an attorney of record. Now, clientless, I probably wouldn't know my bar number from a cell phone number, except in one jurisdiction it starts with a P. The last time I used a bar card, I gave it as collateral in a law library so I could borrow a book for an hour. If you're an attorney who represents clients, though, the bar card allows you true access to the courts. The $350 or more a year in bar dues must be paid on time, or you shouldn't be in court because your special number hasn't been activated for the year. Without an up-to-date bar card, you're not supposed to represent anyone. Some criminal defendants have tried to take advantage of those situations in which their attorneys' dues have lapsed. One man from New York argued that his conviction was invalid because his attorney had been temporarily suspended during the trial for failure to pay his bar dues. The court called it a technical defect only. In Texas, a court decided that the attorney who hadn't paid his bar dues was not unlicensed to practice law because all he had to do was pay the overdue bill to set things right. Ditto in Illinois, where the court explicitly found that non-payment of bar dues had nothing to do with the quality of legal representation. Certainly, federal appeals court Judge Thomas Griffith would agree. He fought off critics like Senator Ted Kennedy, who'd pointed out during the confirmation process that, quote, Griffith allowed his membership in the D.C. bar to lapse twice while he practiced law in the District of Columbia, and each time he was suspended for failure to pay his dues. Senator Arlen Specter asked if Griffith simply wanted to save the money. Griffith said he'd made a mistake, and the Washington Post reported that he'd relied on support staff to pay his dues, and they hadn't. Clearly, that excuse was good enough for most senators, because Thomas Griffith now sits on the D.C. Circuit. Researching a lapse in bar dues causes one to check one's wallet for one's bar cards, and when one is mysteriously missing, to check the list. I'm Amy Guida.